North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
If I had taken the time to write down a few lines every time that you cross this heart of mine and put them all in a book, how much time would that have took? The words and years have a way of slipping by. Oh no, too bad. There goes chance that I had. I could have written a play so sweet and so funny, given old Mr. Shakespeare a run for his money, written the words to the prettiest tune that would never leave a dry eye in the room. My only excuse for not doing well, I was too busy being in love. Yes, I was too busy being.
Welcome
in
to
love.
Another edition of The Mark White Show, and I'll say a very special edition of The Mark White Show, as I have country music artist Doug Stone on the line with me. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Doug Stone.
Glad to be here.
Glad to have you, Doug. I appreciate the fact that you can join me today here on the show. Me and you have never met personally, but my connection, my history with Doug Stone, over a decade ago, me and my wife had a tortilla factory in Athens, Alabama, and we made tortilla chips, and you came to Limestone County, Alabama, I believe with Confederate Railroad, and you put on a concert at the Limestone County Rodeo Arena. And I sent some chips down there, some cinnamon sugar chips from our tortilla factory, and gave them to all the people who were participating in that concert. And so that's my history with Doug Stone.
They were good, too.
I hope so. I'm sure you have a great recollection of those chips.
Yeah, because you don't get many cinnamon tortilla chips.
So you do remember them?
Yeah.
Excellent. They were good. Well, that was me and my wife. We had our tortilla factory and we had a restaurant and we worked really hard making those chips and putting them in stores. And unfortunately, that didn't work out like I planned it would. We ran out of capital like a lot of small businesses do. And I just had to move back into law enforcement and went back to being a police officer and served for another 4 years before I ended up having this show. I was doing a sports show and my dad passed away after a couple of years of doing that. And I just decided that there was something that I needed to do to make a difference. And so I started this show to try to recognize difference makers and encourage people and share fundraisers and different efforts out there that people are doing a lot of good.
Good. Always good to do good.
Yes, that's well, and that's the way I look at it. We have to try to find what we can do in this short life that we have, because I don't think many people realize how brief life is until they start to see people around them start to pass away, and then they start to get an understanding of, hey, you know, it could be me.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. It's like my daddy said one time. He said, his daddy told him, said, well, I'm going to leave you my friends, son, when I leave. And daddy said, you know, when daddy left, all his friends kind of left with him.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You know?
Well, you've had a long, storied career, Doug, and I've followed you when I was younger. I'm 42 years old, just to give you perspective on how old I am. But, of course, I grew up listening to you out of Birmingham on WZZK. I used to listen at night when I would go to sleep, and I would hear your songs and the Pine Box song and Love Grows Best in Little Houses, and I have a lot of favorites of yours. I've been a fan for a long time.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I got real lucky, found some good songs, wrote a few, found a few, you know, that's how it goes. You know, it's like a class you're in. You have all these writers that you hang out with, you know, that you meet in Nashville, and it's just a community, really. It's a small little circle up there, and if you're in it, you're in it, and if you're not in it, you're out of it, you know.
Sounds like radio.
Yeah, the same thing. You know, now what I do, I just do my own thing. I do my own records. I sell them myself, and, you know, it's really cool. As a matter of fact, got a new one coming out pretty soon. We did an acoustic record that's, you know, the old hits, 10 of the old hits. So it was fun to do, just with two guitars.
Oh, wow. Well, my buddy Paul Overstreet, he took the same route going independent, and it's worked out for him.
Oh, yeah, I love Paul. As a matter of fact, we wrote together. He's a great guy, great writer. We wrote a song called Living by the Book, and he made it the title of his album.
Amazing. I just heard him sing that song recently. We were together in Tennessee, and we were also together in Decatur and had him in concert. And he actually sings one of the intros and outros of my show, and it's the song Heroes.
Cool. Yeah, he's a great writer. Always has been.
Now, you were born in Marietta, Georgia. Is that correct?
No, I was born in Atlanta, but I lived in Marietta for a while from age 9 to 12, I think. 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, about 3 or 4 years, and then we moved to Newnan. And that's where I finished growing up and then moved to Carrollton. I moved a bunch there for a while, but now I'm in Texas. Ain't life weird? You never know where you're going to be.
No, you don't. And I had a reason for moving when I was a kid, and that's because my granddad was a preacher. What were your moves for?
My last move was made for a woman that I met out here in Texas. And she said, I'm going to stay here because my family's here. Of course, all my family's done passed away, so I said, I think I'll just move to Texas. Never lived out there. So I'll just move out here. I like it. Just about everywhere you go, the people are the same, especially in country music.
Well, I found where you were putting on a lot of concerts in Texas, and I thought, okay, he must be in that area, because as I looked at your tour list, you had a lot of locations coming up here in 2022 in Texas, and of course in Tennessee and Alabama. I saw a couple of places in Alabama, but primarily in Texas.
Well, it's really funny because when I first came out of the gate there with Pine Box, Texas is where I played. I mean, I played out here a lot. And I kept threatening to move out here, and I finally did. But they love me in Texas. And of course, I get along with everybody. It's just like people say, you know, I look for the right songs, and we try to do them justice, I guess you'd say. You know, do them as good as we can do them.
Where do you credit your music background, Doug?
My mother. She's the one that taught me how to play the guitar, taught me how to sing, and got me into country music. You know, she was pretty much played my manager to start with, got me a gig with Loretta Lynn when I was 7 years old. And I was kind of bit after that, and wanted to be a country singer. When I hit 30, I said, you know, Doug, you better get up and go to Nashville and see what they got and see if you can get in. I got to tell you this story. It's so funny the way it happened. I went to Nashville. They had a show called You Can Be a Star. And I went on their show. And, you know, I didn't do their show, but I went and auditioned for it. Went back home. And a year later, I had already got a record deal, and they sent me a letter and said, we don't wish to have your talent on our show. And that was all it said. And I already had my record deal.
Too late.
It was really funny. They told me, said, well, you know, we turned down Randy Travis. We turned down Randy Travis too. So, you know, don't feel bad if we turn you down.
Wow. Great pickers there.
Yeah, they're not too good.
Very selective.
It's a thing of you know, fate. I feel like I knew in my heart and mind that I was going to get in the business one day. The business is not what I thought it should be. You know, it's a lot of thieves in this business. But other than that, everything's been working pretty good. I've had a few promoters get me for about $40,000. But got me and another guy that went out there, and they stole money from us. But, you know, other than that, we're doing pretty good.
Well, I'm glad you're able to get back on your feet. John Barry, he kind of had the same sentiments about the business, and so I realize after talking to a few of you that it is an interesting path to take. And a lot of times, just like I thought a lot of things about law enforcement before I actually joined, and then once I was in it, I learned a few different lessons than what I ever imagined.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you're not in it and then doing it, then you really don't know. It's like, kind of like that Joe South song, Walk a Mile in My Shoes. That's the only way to tell what somebody's going through is to get in their shoes, go through what they go through. Sometimes it ain't real easy.
That's right. That's exactly right. Having an understanding of what people are going through is important, too. And I try to empathize and sympathize with people where they're at, because of some of the lessons that I've learned early on, is to understand, okay, this person, I may not have the challenge that they have, but I'm going to try to understand it. I'm going to try to help them in spite of what I don't understand, and try to be there for them, not even knowing what they're going through.
Yeah, it's hard to put yourself in somebody else's place unless you are there, you know.
That's right. Right now, folks, we're talking to Doug Stone. We're glad to have him on the line with us, country music artist Doug Stone. And I hope you'll stick with us as we take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Some big old tears just fell from my blue eyes, and I guess they must have been there all along. Coffee in her cup, and it's not even cold, and her memory's only 15 minutes old. Her memory's only 16 minutes old, and the coffee in her cup's not even.
Don't just throw a tailgate, own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got the Mark White Show on.
A little white house in the heart of town, on a little sad street, just a little run down, became a home for Bill and Sue, two newlyweds who did the best that they could do. And when they'd brush each other passing in the hall, Sue would smile and say, "This place is pretty small." But you know love grows best in little houses with few walls to separate, where you eat and sleep so close together you can't help but communicate. Oh, and if we had more room between us.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm very glad to have this guest on the line with me right now. I've enjoyed the conversation thus far. It's Mr. Doug Stone, country music artist Doug Stone. Welcome back to the Mark White Show.
Glad to be here, man. It's good talking to you.
How's the weather in Texas today?
Kind of, you know, gloomy a little bit. It's been a little cool out here. You know, it's really weird. When I lived in Georgia, zero was cold. Now 50's cold because it's hot in Texas in the summer. It gets down to 50, everybody's got a jacket on and
quit. Saturday before last, we had what felt like a Gulf breeze in the air. Later on in the day, it was a risk of tornadoes, and by Sunday night, we had almost 5 inches of snowfall.
Yeah, that's it. Well, the weather is getting crazier, you know.
It's wild, man.
That's just my view, but I mean, I sit around, you know, you got a lot of time to think riding on a bus all the time.
That's right.
So I think about crazy stuff, you know.
I was on the bus with T. Graham Brown not long ago, and he spends a lot of time on his Sweet Tea bus. He has a lot of time to think as well, very similar in thoughts, because T. Graham, he'll share whatever's on his mind.
Yeah, I love T. Me and him I just did his show the other day. Real interesting. I really like him. He's a good guy. He's one of the good guys.
Well, 1990, yeah. I can imagine, because there was a lot of great music, in my opinion, coming out during that time period that we've really... It's not the same, obviously, now, but I still hang on to that music from that time period.
Yeah, I got in a good class, the class of 90. Garth was out already. Clint was out already when I got into it. And I told him to sign Joe Diffie.
Wow.
I said, man, why don't y'all sign Joe Diffie? He's singing demos out here, and he should be a star. And so they did. You never hear those stories.
It's not like they want to give you the credit, right?
Uh-uh.
Well, Doug Stone was the one who decided that. No, it's got to be somebody higher up than Doug Stone.
As a matter of fact, I thought about going to a record label and getting a job because I can hear a hit. You know, I know what a hit is. It's something that you hear, and then later on, it's in your head without you thinking about it. It'll just fill up your mind, and that's a hit to me.
That's great. I have a friend. His name's Joseph Tully, and he lives in Lauderdale County, Alabama. And he was asking me, he said, you know, I've always heard that Doug Stone used to hang around Elgin, and that's in the Rogersville area. Did you ever hang out in Rogersville, Elgin, Anderson, Lexington area?
I don't know exactly where that's at.
You know where Florence is, Florence, Alabama?
Yeah.
Okay, it's to the east of Florence, Alabama. So it's near Muscle Shoals, not far from Muscle Shoals, but if you drive up into Lauderdale County to the east of Florence, you would hit Elgin, you would hit Highway 101, which goes to Colbert County and goes up to Tennessee to St. Joe. But anyway, he had asked me, he said, well, ask Doug if he's ever been to Elgin. He said, I always heard he hung around Elgin. So now he's got his answer, I think.
Well, I think I've been there. And there's an Elgin here. They put out stuff here.
Yes.
Different in Texas. Like Burnett in Georgia would be Burnett here. It's kind of strange. They're the same. You know?
Well, that's Lafayette or Lafayette.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's Lafayette if you live there.
My granddad used to tell a joke. He said a lady and her husband walked into Burger King. They were disagreeing on whether it was Lafayette or Lafayette. They asked the cashier, she said, Burger King.
Burger King. That's where you're at. That's funny.
So let's hear about this new album that's going to be out, because I want to make sure listeners who are followers of yours, because I know that my age group and people who are a little bit older that follow the show would be interested. So tell us about the album. Tell us about where you want people to connect with you, Doug.
It's DougStone.com is the best place to get my stuff now. I don't sell it anywhere. My albums ain't nowhere now, except on my website or where I'm playing, and that's where you can get them. But it was just something that we thought we should do, because I do a lot of acoustic shows. People like to hear just me in an acoustic, really, because they said they can hear the voice. And I'm like, well, cool. I even felt bad about doing acoustic shows, so I went in the studio and recorded a whole track of a show. You know, I did the bass, the drums, the keys, and everything. And people said, no, we don't like it because it's like you're singing karaoke. I said, okay, I'll just bring my guitar in my face and do it that way. And they seem to like that better.
I like it. And I like the way you're doing things with your website, DougStone.com, where people can go and see your tour. They can see where you're headed. I see Wichita Falls, Texas, Tomball, Texas, Galveston, McMinnville, Tennessee, Dublin, Georgia, a lot of places here. In Alabama, you're going to be in Slocum on June the 18th. That's day before your birthday.
Yeah, getting older. I'll be 66. I don't know how much longer I'm going to do this.
Wow.
The roads are getting hard on me.
I'm a June 12th guy.
You have the same problem I do. If I go buy one motorcycle, I buy another one. Have two motorcycles, two cars. I got a truck and a car and a vet. I've always had two of everything. It's really weird. It's Gemini stuff.
Well, and it's a difficult time right now for people, especially with as things have been going over the past year and a half or so. I know there's a lot of struggles out there, and I really try to be an encouragement to people through this show and share messages of encouragement with people. And you may have a message of encouragement for people right now, Doug. I don't know. But if you've got something you'd like to tell people that might be encouraging to them, go ahead.
Well, it's like my daddy always said. I use his words a lot because they still ring in my head. He said one day, he said, you know, I'd give up if I could just find somebody to give up to. you've got to take care of yourself and your family. That's the people that you got to take care of first. That's your job.
Well, and I have an 8-year-old daughter and a 20-year-old nephew living here, and me and my wife, and we do the best we can. In spite of struggles and challenges, me and my wife have been married for almost 20 years now, come in October, and it doesn't really seem like it, but time really has gone very fast. And when I think about listening to your music back in 1990, I don't think 1990 is that far back, but when I put a date to it, and here we are in 2022, yes, it actually has been 32 years.
Yeah, it's amazing how time flies. And you don't really realize it until you get older and you look back and you go, wow, where did it all go? I mean, it looks like a blur to me. I don't remember hardly anything, especially after the heart surgery in 92. It's like when they stop your heart from beating to work on it, they kind of mess up everything.
Was that a hereditary issue?
No, it wasn't. It's because my daddy, I mean, I think it's what I ate and how my body was. Daddy, he ate, you know, biscuits and gravy his whole life and bacon and country ham and all that.
Yes.
He never had any problems. I'm the only one that had the problems.
So how old were you in 92? Were you 32?
35.
35. Wow. And have you had any problems since?
Oh, yeah. I've had strokes and heart attacks and all kinds of stuff. But, you know, you just, like I said, I'd give up if I knew who to give up to, but I can't wave the white flag and say, okay, y'all take care of me now. Take care of my family, or in my case, families, you know?
Right. Well, it sounds like you're still going, and you're going in the right direction, and I know that people do care about you, Doug, and I'm one of those people. I wouldn't have even sent chips to you those years ago, you know, because I just knew you were going to be in town, and I wasn't going to have a chance to meet you in person, but I just wanted you to be able to enjoy something special from our area. And me and my wife, as I mentioned, worked really hard at that tortilla factory day in and day out to make a product. And unfortunately, it didn't work out for me. And I actually went back into law enforcement, which I said I was never going to do.
That's one of them things where, you know, that's not an easy job right there. I mean, that's kind of like saying, okay, here's my, I'm going to put this star right here over my chest. And that, you know.
Yeah.
That's a good target for you because, I mean, I've never seen the world in the shape it's in, and I've been here, like I said, nearly 66 years.
It's a tough world to live
in. You know what
I
think it is? You know what I think has happened?
What is it?
I actually think, you know, because I've done it myself. I'm a divorcee 3 times over, you know, and left kids in every marriage. And what it is the kids have no guidance from the male, so they run wild on the woman. And you got what you got now. It's exactly what's done, and I'm part of the problem. I see it.
And I'm going to tell you, Doug, if it hadn't been for my grandparents taking me in when I was 9 years old, I would have had a similar situation as a kid growing up because my dad, as much as I loved him, he had his own issues, his own problems, and he didn't raise me. My life would have been completely different if my grandparents hadn't said, we want to take this boy and raise him.
Yeah. I can see that. See, it's like the old saying, it's how a tree's bent. It's how it's going to grow. You know, if you take a twig and it's coming out of the ground and you bend it over, it'll grow that way. It'll be bent for its whole life. So it's how you grow up. It's that first 5 to 10 years that sets you as a good or terrible human being. God says that he's created. He said, I've made, you know, people fitted for destruction. And I'm like, well, ain't that mean? But, hey, if you're making them, you can make them like you want to. Like you said, does the clay ask the potter what thou make me, you know? I can make you anything I want to. You're just clay. So I don't know about that. There's a lot of things I don't understand in the Bible, but I keep reading it.
That's so true, and it is important for parents, caretakers to understand the magnitude of the things that they do, the decisions they make, especially for children who are really young. And I know that 5 to 10 year old period because I was there kind of mixed in the middle between alcoholism and the gospel. It was a tough place for a kid to be.
Yeah. And the worst thing about being an alcoholic, see, I've been that. You think you're helping yourself. You know, hey, I'm doing good. I'm helping myself. And all of a sudden, you know, I woke up and I went, I ain't doing too good. And it's finally, you know, finally you either wake up or die. And that's a hard decision sometimes. Hard to change yourself, but you find the Lord, it's a lot easier because he'll put it in you to change.
So you found the Lord, Doug?
I found the Lord when I was 21 years old. Well, really 12, that's when I got saved. But at 21, I met him in the middle of the road. It was something else. And that's, you can't forget that. And then, you know, down my happy road of life I went. Man, there's kind of like old Joe Diffie used to say, there's so many roads on that way, straight and narrow path, that, you know, it's easy to fall in the ditch.
Exactly.
Main thing is getting back out of the ditch.
That was one of Joe's best songs to me, Memories of Home.
Yeah. He's one of the good ones. We lost him to COVID. We lost a lot of people. We lost my wife's grandma and two or three other people around here. That stuff, I mean, there is one good thing about, you know, the last 2 years we spent on the planet is we cured the flu.
We sure did.
Nobody has the flu anymore.
Unless you have Flurona, and now that's a combination, I guess, of the flu and COVID. I found out it was the new name for a variant was Flurona.
Flurona?
Flurona.
We'll have a hard time making up names. We'll have contests pretty soon.
And I'll tell you, Doug, in church growing up, you would hear of so-and-so passed away from pneumonia, and the fact was is they had the flu. And they wouldn't say that person died of the flu. They would say they died of pneumonia. And now, instead of saying this individual died of pneumonia, they'll say they died of COVID. And they don't actually die of COVID. They die of complications that come from COVID.
Yeah. Like you can't breathe.
Yes.
I had that two or three times.
I had it at the end of July myself.
Yeah, it's some bad stuff. The worst part about it is it makes you tired. I mean, I was just so lethargic that I felt like I didn't know if it was old age creeping up my spine or I couldn't tell.
I couldn't eat. It was hard for me to eat. I was drinking Ensure and I was eating popsicles, and that's about what I could keep down.
Yeah, ain't that weird? I mean, I would put food in my mouth and I would chew it, but I couldn't swallow it.
Yep.
It was the weirdest thing.
It was a quick diet plan for me. I lost 15 pounds pretty quick, and somebody said, you don't look like it, and it's because I was already way overweight, so they couldn't see 15 pounds was missing.
Well, you know, on a 100-pound person, you can see 15 pounds.
That's right. It's like a big bowling ball.
I tell you, it was weird. One year, I forget what even happened. I just lost like 30-something pounds. I was going through some bad stuff there back in 95. Anyway, I lost 30 pounds, just bam. And my buddy said, man, you look terrible. You got AIDS? I said, no, I ain't got AIDS. He said, you look terrible. I'm like, well, thank you. Thank you.
That's what friends are for.
I gained it back.
I've fluctuated throughout my life, man. I weighed what Elvis did about the same time he did, and then he ballooned at about 250, and that's where I'm at right now. And, of course, he passed away back in August of 1977, and his birthday just passed, and I was thinking about it that January 20th, I'm 42, so January 20th marks the day that I've lived as long as Elvis.
You know, that was strange. I came back from my grandpa's funeral and heard Elvis had died. Ain't that weird?
Yeah, it is. That was a hard loss for so many, and it was 2 years before I was born, but the legacy of Elvis still lives on, and my little 8-year-old even likes Elvis music. She asked for Elvis and Johnny Cash.
That's a good combination up here. You know, I really never thought Johnny was much of a vocalist, but he was a good storyteller.
Yes.
You know, he could get the message across, and that's all you're trying to do anyway.
And it was so unique.
I understand why I liked him.
Oh, yeah. And we like Little House on the Prairie. He was on an episode of Little House playing a reverend. Do you remember that episode?
I do, as a matter of fact. He did a movie, too. A movie or two. Yeah, pretty good actor.
He was. His son, John, told me he was kicked off the set. Little John was kicked off the set because he was acting up, and so he didn't get to stay on the set of Little House as his parents did the episode. He just couldn't quit being silly. He was a little boy back then.
Oh, yeah. You know how little boys are.
Doug, I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
I had a good time, man. Talked about a lot of stuff, a lot of life.
Well, I've enjoyed it, and I know it's helping somebody right now that's out there listening, and I want to be an encouragement to whoever that is. I want you to know that there are people who care about you. When you need help, I want you to reach out to the Mark White Show. I'll try to help you however I can, just like we're helping the Douglas family right now. You know that Will Douglas had a traumatic brain injury as he was hit walking on foot delivering packages for FedEx, and he's over at Shepherd Center in Georgia, and we're trying to help that family. So I want to say again, I appreciate people sharing that post to help his wife Holly get the days that she needs to be off, and then also financially helping that family. We appreciate that. And that's what we're here for, folks, to encourage and inspire through the Mark White Show. And I hope that you'll share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. I added Google as well, and also iHeart. So we're trying to get on the map here on the podcast level, so I hope you'll follow where you can. This is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Yes, I was too busy being alone. I could have written a poem to make young lovers crazy. I could have written a movie for Hepburn and Tracy. A beautiful song, and it starts with your name. Written my way into fortune and fame. But I have no regrets for not doing enough. I was too busy being in love. Yes, I was too busy being alone.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good and